This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with two ways. Consider the work of God, overly righteous, many schemes, and no power over the day of death. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Philippians, the third chapter. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 20th chapter. Jesus began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. He sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. He sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance may be ours." And they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. When they heard this, they said, "Surely not." But he looked directly at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them, but they feared the people. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the governor. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, the Apostle Paul, BJC, before Jesus Christ, I believe his main theme song or hymn would be the song that Frank Sinatra once sang, "I Did It My Way." Right before our first reading today, Paul kind of talks about if anybody who could be saved by what they did, it was him. Now, let me give you a paraphrase using Lutheran terms. I, a Lutheran of Lutherans, baptized as a baby, went to a Lutheran grade school, went to a Lutheran high school, graduated from a Lutheran college, and graduated from the finest seminary in the world, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now, you're all sitting there going, well, that's fine and dandy, and that's all important, but in reality, all that stuff doesn't save you. In fact, the Apostle Paul, on his way to Damascus one day, had a come-to-Jesus experience. Literally was knocked off his horse and was laying on the ground, and the Lord said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he replied, "Who are you?" And Jesus replied, "I am the Lord." And from that day forward, Paul was converted. Now, I don't know if Paul was there that day when Jesus told the story of the wicked tenants, but he would have heard the story later. And that story is really Jesus' commentary on Isaiah chapter 5, where Isaiah, the Lord speaking through Isaiah, has a very simple phrase. Why, since I planted this vineyard and I went to all this work, why does it yield wild, terrible grapes? Now, those who were listening to that knew exactly what Jesus was talking about. They would have said, yeah, those people, they should be kicked out. And if you heard, Jesus looks right at them and said, nobody's, you're the ones. In fact, he quotes this rather obscure verse from Psalm 118, which they would have known, which they would have said repeatedly that week during Passover. But that phrase, the stone that the builders rejected, has now become the cornerstone. And Jesus said, this stone, if you trip over it, will break you. But it also might crush you if you're not careful. That stone, yes, it's Jesus. That's the who. But the question is, what about Jesus? What's the what? What is the thing that got to Paul that those people listening that day, they would have heard? What was the thing that Jesus kept going back to that they were angry with? And it's Article 4, justification. That we are saved by God's grace through faith. Not in what we do, not in what we don't do, but solely what Christ has done for us. Now that stone, that trips a lot of people up, even today. There are a lot of people that I talk to who are Christians, and they have a hard time with the, oh yeah, Jesus saves me, and I have to do. And I'm going, there's no I have to do. It's Jesus saves me, period. There's nothing anymore you need to do in order to be saved. Now, those religious leaders that day knew they had to get rid of Jesus. And came that Friday, they tried their best. But even from the cross, you hear the words of God's grace. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. It is finished. Those words still ring true today. Those words of God's grace is the cornerstone of what we build our theology on, of what we believe, teach, and confess. That justification that Christ has given to us, that he's placed upon us at the waters of holy baptism, where we will again receive the forgiveness of sins in his wonderful supper that he has for you and for me. Yeah, that stone, it may trip you up some days, and I hope it does, that you are reminded of God's love for you, of God's grace for you, that you stand justified before him because of Christ. Yes, that's Christ's stone for us. As Paul mentions, that is the foundation that the apostles and the prophets built on, and we as the church, we are built on that too. So, as Paul had his BJC, he also had his AC, after Christ. And he hung his whole theology, his whole faith, his whole salvation in what Jesus had done for him. That same Jesus is for you. May you always hold on to that. May you always believe that to life everlasting. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Jacob, the son of seminarian David Clovis. Jacob is undergoing medical testing. In thankfulness to our God who makes all things new, let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O God, sustain your holy flock, both in this place and scattered throughout the world, that we may give a bold confession of the hope that is in us. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, put far away from us all envy and malice, that we may be a people at one with each other. Where there is bitterness and hatred, grant a spirit of charity. Where there is division, grant harmony. Give us good government, headed by faithful and devout rulers, and enable us to humble ourselves in our dealings with others, even as Christ humbled himself and gave himself for us all. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, grant healing to those who are sick and injured, including Jacob, that in the midst of their suffering they would find strength and hope in the suffering of Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Look in mercy upon all who suffer from neglect, physical and emotional abuse, and domestic violence. Sustain them in their time of need and rescue them from their oppressors. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you poured out your love by making peace with sinners through the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ. Now, as we receive his body and blood in his holy supper, give us that peace, joy, and hope which you promise, and lead us not to be ashamed of him, but ever to bear our cross and follow him, rejoicing in the hope of glory that he brings. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all those for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take the heart of the words with which Christ gives us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us when he, pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine, that is, his body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he is betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
And now this very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace.
Amen. Amen.